Word.
If y'all see me diddling with stuff, I'm just getting used to the situation here.
In your
and
pants?
My monitor is not working.
Like, what are you diddling?
Yeah, did dude, I say diddle?
I can you only
said
see your
diddling.
You totally said diddle.
I don't want to know what's going on.
I've got that part recorded. All right.
This episode of the
K-Dine's Last Year Turn
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins,
it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
Show 614. It is February 18th, 2025.
I'm diddling.
Happy Tuesday, Matt Squared.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin.
Happy Tuesday, Thomas.
Happy Tuesday, Stubbs.
Dustin, happy Tuesday.
And we are, this is a historic night because for the first time ever in our 614 weeks of doing this, we are doing the entire show completely remote. All of
and
us
naked.
Are in different locations because the temple is under an Arctic blast tonight. And I don't think we ever could have gotten it warm with as cold as it's getting tonight.
I'm not warm here, and I'm in my house.
Yeah, I'm out in my studio, and I have my Duraflame space heater going at full blast. I'm still a little chilly.
Were y'all expecting this at all?
Yes. I mean, from a forecast perspective.
But I don't really start
like being
getting,
remote.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't really start getting worried about the cold temperatures till it's about -9 degrees, and you know, it gets a little nipply then.
So that might be Thursday morning for real.
Like 4 years ago. God.
Well, I was making reference to me being in Fairbanks.
That is topic number one on my little run sheet I have here.
I'm curious about that this too, because I heard something from you.
It's been a whirlwind. It's because I've been on a mission, a black ops mission.
Okay. Where the hell did this come from? How the hell did this happen? Like, I thought
got deployed.
Last time we ended the show is like, oh yeah, I'll see you at Hoppin' on Friday, and then Tulips on Saturday. Man, it'll be all good. Yeah, we'll have some fun. And then all of a sudden,
I was looking forward to Tim's show.
Tim's show was fantastic. It was really good.
It sucks I missed it, but I went on one of the craziest trips I've ever been in my life.
So. Let's roll into this. Give us as many details as you possibly can. This is crazy.
Well, it's still a whirlwind because so on Saturday, you know, I was working on some. I was once eaten, and we'll talk about that later. But Mandy comes in and she's like, "Hey, would you do me a huge, huge favor?" And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, not, you know how just a husband does usually.
You thought maybe there's a leak in the sink or maybe, she needs the car jump started or something like that.
And she'd been working all day long. So it was, I knew something was going on at work that was big, that was concerning to her and her uppers, I guess, because of the way she was being, you could just tell there was some hardcore work going down. Well, all of a sudden, so I was leaving her alone all Saturday afternoon. I figured I'd come up, do some music stuff. And then we'd, you know, get ready and roll down and see Tim's band and hang out and, you know, have a really chill weekend because I didn't have, we'll edit that. I don't know why. I always accidentally say her name. Anyway.
Youngest daughter.
Thomas.
I'm trying to give you audio to work with, man.
All right. So anyway, you love doxing me, man. Everything about me, you want to dox,
don't
you?
I didn't fucking dox you. I didn't see her full name, her address, what school she goes to, or any of that.
I tell you what, I'll just shoot over all my social security numbers to you, Thomas, and you can just have it listed. I'll give you Dustin's too.
We're going to test out LifeLock.
Yeah. It's going to be our new sponsor.
Yeah.
Be LifeLock. So anyway, she comes in, she's like, hey, you want to do a favor? Of course, like a good husband. I'm like, yeah, sure. What do you need? Well, I need you to fly to, can you, if I, I need you to fly to Alaska for me. All right. And so when I first heard that, I was like, okay, Anchorage, you know, somewhere like not ridiculous, just a quick, nice little getaway. It shouldn't be that rough. Then she tells me Fairbanks. Then I look up Fairbanks and I'm like, yeah, let's do this. Like,
you're in the heart.
I was like, yeah. And I need you to, you're leaving at 8 a.m. That's when I was like, whoa. So she, gets me booked first class all the way out there. So that was nice. And then,
okay. Was it a straight shot or did you stop in,
stopped in Seattle?
Seattle. Okay.
I had a layover in Seattle, which Seattle airport sucked. I wasn't a big fan of that place.
SeaTac?
But it's beautiful. Yeah, SeaTac.
SeaTac's
beautiful.
Weird.
It is. I like the way it's kind of built in a, what is that, like a canyon or a valley?
Yeah, and it's part of, like, Boeing's plant is right beside it, so it's a little,
yeah.
It's weird that that's, like, right beside it. Did you go to the Sub Pop store?
At the airport?
Yeah, they have a big Sub Pop store there.
I did not find it. I went straight to gate, because I was on a mission. Like, I wanted this thing, like, first of all, at DFW. Yeah, and at DFW, I got the runaround by TSA, because they thought I was a bomber. Again, they did a full hand wipe. I got pulled aside, full hand wipe, and then I knew I was going to have to do something, because I put the box in my carry-on. This was a helicopter part, by the way. I guess I should rewind to that.
The
reason why this company was willing to pay this for me to go to DFW to get this part and to go to fly it up to Fairbanks and all of that shindig, which the air bill I saw was well over, like, was a lot of money, like what the company spent on the tickets, because it was all first class. On the way back,
and last minute is expensive as shit.
Yeah,
and I was the, what do you call it, the bulk load or whatever. What do they call the front
the jump seat? The jump seat.
No, not the jump seat, but the front seat in first class as well. Oh. It's called, I can't remember what it's called.
The bulkhead.
Bulkhead. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I got the bulkhead seat in first class, and so this part that I was taking was big time. They had basically stopped testing on a helicopter, completely stopped testing, and they needed this part immediately before. And they were doing extreme weather testing. It was all cold weather testing is what they were doing. So basically, they're flying this new helicopter that's going to be released pretty soon. For like hours at a time, testing it out and seeing how it did in the Arctic, sub-zero temperature, which is cool because the guy that picked me up, I got to pick their brain for a little bit, and the engineers and the crew of the helicopter. I'm going to post some pictures too of all this on my personal Facebook, I think, pretty soon.
At any point of this, did you, the conversation with this guy that picked you up where you're picking his brain, did you tell him, I do morning traffic on a podcast? I do from a helicopter.
That's a pretty cool helicopter, I guess.
Yeah.
It's no Sky Viper. No,
trying to one-up him? I got Sky Viper.
This is like a little bit farther in the story, but I get into the cockpit and like they fire it up and everything, like not the blades, but they turn on the controls and everything and show me exactly what the part was what it was related to. So this box, let me get back to the TSA. So TSA always, I don't, if you've listened to the podcast, you know that for some reason we think I'm on a list from one of the listeners. Someone reported me or something.
Marlon?
Or Kevin.
Probably it could have been Kevin.
I'm going with Marlon, though. This is his ultimate practice.
What's that
joke?
Whiskey boy, too? It's like, anyway, so anytime I go through TSA security check, going traveling anywhere, I'm pretty much going to get pulled to the side. I don't know. It's been for different things, different times. And sure enough, it happened again on my way out. With a first class ticket, which I guess those TSA guys don't look at that until it's a step farther than just getting pulled over to the side. They do the full swab for gun residue and bomb residue on my hands. And then, so, and that was the normal stuff that you've seen before, right?
Yeah.
That you've seen happen.
Yeah.
But then they also pull my bag goes to the place where, like, they take the naughty bags. And I knew it was going to happen because this box was like a 6x6, like a cube, 6x6, like just a cardboard box. And I knew they were going to freak out because it was on my carry-on, which hindsight, I should have just carried with me, but still they would have freaked out then too. But anyway, I start getting into it with them. Takes a little time. Finally get done with them. And basically I was like, they wanted to open it up. I was like, you can do that, but you guys are going to be held liable for doing that because this is a pretty major deal. And I know the money that they've spent on me just transferring this thing, that it's going to be a big deal that you guys open that, especially because I told them everything. I was like, it's a helicopter part. And then basically I said, if you're going to keep asking me questions, I'm just going to give you to my boss is what I said. But I was like, it was Mandy that I was going to let talk to her, to them. And I was like, I guarantee you that conversation's not going to be as pleasant as the one you're having with me. And then, so he goes immediately to his supervisor. His supervisor comes back, goes, I'm okay. If you okay. And then they let me through. So yeah. I mean,
seriously, all the TSA guys I ever go through, they barely care about life.
Yeah.
Like, why all of this all of a sudden with you? Most of them don't even want to be there.
I don't know, man. It's funny because I don't antagonize. I'm not a dick until a dick in two, if that makes sense. So I don't go in there with an attitude. It's always them with me, and to the point now where I do have an attitude because I've been through it so many times, and that makes them go more hard at me because they think I'm a hardened criminal.
Hardened chemical.
I think I said criminal.
Criminal.
Criminal works.
That's your next hip-hop album.
That's a Jerry Jonestown Massacre Circle T trademark.
That's your new DJ name.
Trademark.
Yeah. DJ Criminal.
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 That's like a guy from Chernobyl that's a DJ or something.
A criminal chemist.
DJ Criminal. So, I fly. It's awesome. I had a window seat on, like, for the part where it gets into the tundra, I guess. Like, it looks like Hoth. And I've got
Alaska's
a few pictures
amazing.
Of that. It is. And then I get a land. It's the tarmac is full ice. It's just a world that I've never seen in my life. Like, it's seemed like a dream. And so then I immediately get picked up by this guy. The temperature change was I went from, I think, what was it, like 50, 48.5 maybe this weekend, to when I landed at -9 in Fairbanks. And this was in their high, by the way, too. Their high was I think 5 degrees while I was there.
Did you fly in a t-shirt and jeans and were immediately like, oh my God, I did this wrong?
No, I changed it into my boots. When I wore my Hey Dudes, mm-hmm. and then when I got off the plane, I went and changed into my boots. But I didn't have gloves, and that sucked. Oh. But I'm telling you, it's weird because I went on a little stroll around the block at my hotel. First of all, Fairbanks is wild. Wild. It's like the Wild West there.
That's
you don't know
every,
what you're going to see.
Every city and every town in Alaska is like an Old West, is a modern Old West town.
It is.
There's like,
you have no idea what you're going to see.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Whittier's the town in Alaska that basically the entire population lives inside one building. And it used to be a hospital in World War II.
Yeah, I thought it was a military base.
I think
an old military base.
It might have been.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about. I had a buddy, Jeff, my brother-in-law went there and said he was miserable. Like, he's like, it's the weirdest thing in the world. Said it made him feel, but he was there during the night. Uh-oh, what?
We may lose the Zoom here in a minute.
Stream?
But yeah, if we do, we'll have to reconnect. Left. 5 minutes left?
Not for me, yeah.
Yeah, we may have to reconnect it here in a minute. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Alaska is the wild, wild west.
It's crazy. I got catcalled by a car full of Eskimo women 25 feet from my hotel. I walked 25 because I had to go to the head shop. And that's another story that could take a while because these people, I had two people that made reference to alcohol. Like I was like, what the bud tender, I had a bottled water and I was like, is it cool? If I, you know how, I don't know if you've been to a lot of dispensaries, Thomas, or not, but no. At different locations, they're differently strict. Like, I remember, I think the strictest one I've ever been to was the one that Dustin and I went to in right outside of John Wayne.
The Starbucks one?
But that was several years ago, like right after they had made it completely legal, I think. Wasn't it shortly after that?
I think so.
They'd gone full recreation. So, but this was the least that give a fucks about security and shit I've ever seen at a dispensary.
They check your, did they do the whole ID check or anything?
Dude wasn't even at the, there was only one dude that was, and it was the bud tender, and he was back in the back either drinking or smoking weed. They had a hash bar in the same place. I had to walk, I walked into another room in the same building and was like, hey, is anyone working the head shop? She's like, oh, is he not there again? I was like, no. And then I started looking around. I was like, this place looks pretty cool too. And so I go back in there. She says he'll be in there in a little bit. He does that all the time. So I go back in there and the guy makes reference. He's like, I was like, do I need to throw this water away? Because, you know, some of them don't let you have food or drink inside. Something.
Yeah.
That's why I always ask, is it cool if I have this? He's like, oh, yeah, man. It'd be a lot cooler if there was vodka in it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You got all this weed in here.
Maybe it's because they know no one's going to go anywhere. It's not like you can quickly get away from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah, so if you're going to commit some kind of crazy crime or robbery, they're just going to catch you as soon as your fat ass falls on the ice about 20 feet out from the shop, right?
And most, well,
you're probably right, Dustin.
What's crazy is like
there's nowhere to go.
A lot of those towns, you got to take your car either to a ferry or to a train to get to the next available highway somewhere.
I don't think I saw one police officer the whole time I was there. Like, I didn't do a bunch of hanging out, but I did. You know how if you
went on a night country?
Is not, well, it did get the night. It wasn't the same as it is here. Like, the it gets light right now up there at after 8. Like, right after 8 is when it starts. But they have this weird thing that's called, like, I didn't understand, man. So there's a lot more to the story. We're like, we're never going to get to anything else if we don't, if I go through all this. The time thing that it wasn't much. Like right now it gets dark. It straight up would get dark by like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have this weird thing where they extend time or like extend the sun. I can't remember how they do it. It sounds like they're time bending or something weird and like, okay, whatever.
So it's not a flat circle there.
It's not a flat circle there. And it's not completely dark or completely light right now. It's lighter longer than it is dark, I think. But as far as it being night country, it wasn't that. Because I thought that was what was going to happen.
Time check left in the Zoom.
How much?
1 minute.
On your Zoom?
Yeah.
Mine doesn't show any time.
Oh, so does mine say that too. Mine says less than 1 minute.
All right. Let's pause it right there. I'll pause this and let's reconnect here in just a second.
Night country.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we're back. And
you hear me now?
Yeah, we're all here.
Okay, good.
I got you. My question as we come back into this, did you see any Eskimo brothers?
There might have been a few guys that were brothers.
Did you ask anybody, are we Eskimo brothers?
No, I should have. After I got catcalled 25 feet away from my hotel, that was on my trip to the crazy dispensary.
Did you go up to where I told you to go, the Alaskan pipeline?
No.
That was right out of town. It was like right by your hotel.
No,
really go through there? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I could have done it. I could have done it if I had planned better and gotten up at like at dark, but it looks cooler during the day, I think, than at night.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I seriously thought about doing was going out there, because that's one of the tours and stuff. And I met the serial killer when I was burning a lefty on the porch. He gave me his card, and he had all these crazy rates and stuff. And he had an app on his phone where it could tell you where to see the northern lights the best.
Wait,
and
how do you know he's a serial killer, first off?
Yeah, at what point did he Stubbs, reveal to you?
Every white male up there is serial killer-esque. It is weird. Like, it's definitely a place that people... Did I call you Stubbs?
No.
Okay.
I think you did. Weird.
That's really weird.
I think it did happen.
I didn't hear it. Go on.
I confused my own names, man.
I think, yeah, that was in third person there.
Wow. No, it wasn't. That's the hard thing.
You first that person, third person,
that
Jim.
That was me confusing my own name with someone else. How do you do that?
Burning a lefty.
With the serial killer.
Yeah.
So they got this whole counterculture up there that lives off of the lonely man, though. Like, no, obviously,
people go up there to disappear.
Oh, they do. They totally do. It's where people go after you have nowhere else to hide from the shit that you've done.
You try to disappear in the Pacific Northwest, and then when you kill someone else there, then you have to go up to Alaska.
You gotta go to the Arctic Circle. Yeah.
And you're only 100 miles from Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
From her hometown.
Yeah, it was weird that one, when I was shooting you those texts about the weed drink that I got.
Yeah.
I started thinking, that's when I was sent to saying that, dude, it feels weird because I'm closer to Russia right now than I am home. It's a very odd feeling. It's weird because it's not as, like, right now it feels colder than I think it was up there, because I don't know why. I guess it's a drier cold,
yeah,
or something. And maybe the humidity down here makes it seem like it's way colder. But, man, up there, like when I did my walkabout and went to the head shop or the dispensary in the gas station,
yeah,
to get gloves, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Like, I could have kept walking a few more minutes, I guess. Whereas right now, if you just said, hey, let's go for a walk, I'd probably be like,
no,
like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. It's too cold. And
it's like skiing in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you can go snow skiing in a t-shirt.
Especially in the spring session. It's
or
weird.
Or the sun's out. And then when you're here, you can't even wear a t-shirt in the same temperature. It'd be 15 degrees on a ski slope and you're good.
It was funny too, because the guy that picked me up, I was like, so how's the weather and stuff been here? Has it just been like this, like, this whole time? Because he got there, I think, in January. And he was saying that he's like, yeah, it's supposed to warm up, which I looked, and it's up to 20 degrees, or it got up to 20 degrees there today. But he said, yeah, we're probably going to get some snow next week after you leave, because it's going to warm up. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, it hasn't snowed for a while, which is funny, because there's like snow stacked like 6 feet everywhere. And he tells me it hasn't snowed in a while. He's like, because it's too cold. I was like, what?
Yeah, what did I send you? The International Ice and Snow Sculpture Competition is in the middle of Fairbanks. And it's like, what was going on?
Yeah, he told me about that too. And also, there was a big sledding competition, like dog sledding competition last weekend. He's like, man, if you'd have been here last weekend. So I missed out on that as well. But this place parties, and it's wild. Like, it's funny. It's just like you said, Dustin, it's the Wild West up there. Everywhere you go, it's like, there's no law. I didn't see one lawman at all, except at the airport. And it's like, I think people are just consumed up there with how they make money and staying alive from things that can kill you up there. It's insane.
My boss is from there, and before I made my trip up there, he told me kind of what to prepare for, but he also told me some crazy stories of when they were younger. Like, in the summer, when they're out of school.
Yeah.
They would go to field parties and stuff and just party for 24 plus hours straight because the sun never sets in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of goes almost like it's going to go down on the horizon, but then it comes back up. And he's like, it screws with you because you just keep going until you can't go anymore. And then everybody ends up just passing out and falling down.
Yeah, that's the way it was. A guy explained it that I, like the serial killer that I talked to.
Yeah.
He was like, honestly, I think the best time to look at the Northern Lights is from 3 to 5 in the morning.
And a lot of people will be awake.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, man, I bet that'd be cool. Just eating some mushrooms and smoking a bunch of weed and letting some guy drive you around to all the cool spots.
And then hacking you up.
Exactly right. You like those lights? Well, good.
Wrapping you in plastic.
Yeah, I could definitely see Thomas up there someday. You know,
he just makes you bleed and then throws you out where some polar bears are and watches. What happens?
Videos it, puts it on the dark web, and then Dustin uploads it.
He cuts your Achilles and then throws you out where some polar bears are. And is like, all right, let's see what happens.
Polar bear is the one species of bear where they're carnivorous by geographic location. Yeah.
Huh.
Grizzlies and black bears, they're not carnivorous by nature. They eat mostly plants and berries.
The crazy thing about Alaska is that most of the big towns were built on prostitution.
That's exactly the vibe that I got.
Yep. Like the reason, like they were like trading outpost and for all the loggers and oil guys up there. And then the women moved in and started saloons and brothels and hotels and stuff. And then the towns grew from there.
That's it. That's exactly Seattle's the vibe it still town. Has. That's exactly the vibe that Fairbanks still has. You can tell there's a counterculture that makes money off the sad white, what do they call them? Colonizers, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Just the old white guy that's away from his family. Actually, it doesn't have to be a white guy even. It can be any race. Just the old guy that's up there doing work for his family and stuff. And then I guess it doesn't even have to be a fucking guy.
Did you?
They basically capitalize off of loneliness is what I'm saying.
Did you carve a totem pole?
No, I didn't have time to carve a totem pole. I had one come out my butt while I was there because of some Eskimo burritos I had.
But did you carve it afterwards?
They have an Allsup's up there?
No. They had the gas station that
Panda
I went to.
Express.
That I know.
Do they play a lot of Jewel on the radio?
They have a pandas. They have a Panda Express and a Walmart and like this racetrack type, their version of racetrack. And then so it just looks like this place in the middle of Hoth that has like a lot of Slipknot fans. You know what I'm saying?
So my only dealing with Fairbanks was my uncle. Him and his wife went up there to do the Denali train ride and go into the Denali National Park and all that.
Oh, man, I bet that would be awesome.
Oh, cool.
But he came into Fairbanks because they have one of those – somewhere right outside of Fairbanks was a like a petting zoo type place but with bigger animals that are from around that area, like bears and
grizzlies
elk and stuff.
And polars.
Yeah. All sorts of crazy wildlife and moose you could go up and see, but him and his wife were walking through there, and this guy went in to feed this elk, and the elk got pissed at him and just gored him right there in front of everybody.
Oh,
ripped him to shreds with his antlers. And my uncle was sitting there. He's like, oh, this guy's dead. You know, this he ain't going to live through this. There's nowhere to go. You know, there's nowhere around here. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this helicopter comes out of the sky.
Air flight.
Guys get out of it, run over there, pick the guy up, and then throw him in the helicopter and take off. And he gets talking to some of the park guys. He's like, where the hell did that helicopter come from? They're like, oh, yeah, just right over that mountain is right over that hill there's Fairbanks, and they have a big hospital. And he's like, yeah, if we would have driven him over there, it would have taken like 3 hours. But by helicopter, it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy that was leaving, looked like a minefield worker that was leaving on my way out. He had his arm in a sling and everything. I bet that was.
So what'd you do yesterday? Like, you were there all day yesterday, right? And you flew back today?
No, I had to get up. So that's the thing is I got in, I think, up there at like in the after, like 3:30, 4-ish. And then the lady that was working the front desk said I needed to call my shuttle an hour early before I needed to be at the airport. Mm-hmm. So I had to be up at like 8 to start working my way back to the airport. That's the only thing that sucked is if I'd have had any heads up, then I could have or known how quick because I had time that there wasn't as many people at the Fairbanks airport as probably 95% of airports. It was my first run through, and I think I definitely had time to at least check one thing out if I'd have known that shuttle would have been there as quick as it was. Because she said sometimes it takes a little bit of time, so we recommend that you call it an hour early. If she hadn't said that, I probably would have gotten around.
The town's not that big. Like, why does it take forever?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. But I'm imagine it's because of events and stuff. Like last week they had the event with the dog sleds.
Is that part of the Iditarod?
Iditarod?
Yeah, does the Iditarod run through there? Isn't that the big sled dog race in Alaska?
I don't know, but Rod sounds like a lucky man.
Iditarod, I got you there.
There's all kinds of crazy nature events coming through. And then you also, there's a lot of all the students that are studying the Arctic. Like, I saw a bunch of kids with their jackets and sweat hoodies on and stuff that were like, people from, NOAA and all these scientists type that, you know, made good grades and stuff.
People that are smart.
People that are smarters, the smarts and stuff. So it's not like there's nothing going on. It's not dead. There's always something going on.
Yeah.
It's just like the Wild West. You never know what you're going to see. And that guy.
It is like, the Iditarod.
Iditarod.
It starts. It says right here they're going to restart.
Starts with Rod and ends with Rod, right?
They're going to restart it in Fairbanks, Alaska, in 10 days, 15 hours. They had to take a break.
What do you do besides just finding guys named Rod and just going at it?
I guess with dogs watching.
Is it a sledding competition?
Yeah, it's where the dogs pull you in a sled all across Alaska, and it's a race. It's like a hardcore race.
I always think those dogs, man, would at some point start talking shit to each other. Like, man, this fucker keeps whipping me and yelling at us. Well, you know, we could take care of this real quick. You know, I've always worried about.
There's been stories of that happening.
Where the dogs, man, they get hungry, they start licking their chops, looking at the human.
So, did you pay attention flying back? Were you allowed to fly over Canada?
Made me so angry. This is another story. I had on the way back, I had two several row, like, people, annoying people on my row of seats.
They were Canadians.
And way back too.
Do what?
Was it first class on the way back too?
No, I was a business class on the way back. It was like one lady had her daughter, and her daughter, I don't know, might have been special or not. I don't know. But so the flying up, I was like, man, I wish I was on the other side, because you're skirting up through the North Pacific, like right on the coast all the way up there. So you got the view of mountains at sometimes you have views of mountains and the ocean all in one scene.
Yeah.
And they're snow capped. Like, there's a lot of cool scenery that I was looking forward to seeing on my way back. Cause I knew what, looked up the seat and knew I was going to be on the right side. Right. See all that cool stuff coming back down to Seattle. And it was going to be a good part of the day too, as far as sunlight goes. Like, I was just looking forward to it. And how many times does a kid not want the window open?
Never.
And this little shit, as soon as we start tarmacking out, goes, nope, and shuts the fucking windows. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I would have punched the kid in the face and just opened the window back up.
You mean to tell you something else that was annoying about
it? And then I would have elbowed the mom and been like, this is your fault.
They were both masked. And when we got to cruising altitude, they took their mask off. And I was like, what?
What?
I hate
what does that matter?
These people.
Why?
Like, I'm sitting, she was from Seattle. Oh, that's the thing. Seattle still got masks everywhere. And there's
I think they're afraid to catch heroin.
That's what it is.
I think that's
the heroin
what it is.
In the air.
Yeah, it's all the heroin in the air.
The amount of dumbassery out there is insane. Like, there was times where I would see families go by and, like, struggling because now they have these cool masks that are half, like breathable, but they got it to where they can put art and stuff on it. So they're proud of their little masky mask, right? And you can see they're getting red faced, they're sweaty, they're breathing in their own exhale. It's not good for them at all, and they're suffering from this. And you're like, you just can't help but to laugh at some of these people. You're like, man. And
Asian?
That's on the trip? Yeah, of course.
Well, that's why I was wondering with the mask, yeah. Like if they had flown over.
No, this was natural born citizens of the United States and were lily white. And this was basically patchouli lady. Seattle patchouli lady and her daughter before she
became
a lesbian.
Is that where she's from?
Before she became a lesbian.
Is that where patchouli lady came from? Is that where it's made?
I think that's got to be
Alaska,
made, right? It's got no, not Alaska.
Or in
I'm
Seattle?
Talking about Seattle, yeah.
Oh. Was she a prostitute to begin with?
With her kid? She might have been.
God.
She didn't look hot, though, and the Seattle prostitutes look hot.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
So the Sub Pop store is in the main terminal.
Who said that?
I did.
Thomas.
Was that a? Oh, I thought that was a drop that Dustin got.
No, I said that.
How did we not get those? All of us going up to ladies in Las Vegas and going, "You working?
You working?
Hurrah! You working?
Well, we got to go back and we got to just record that then.
Just go walking up to women that we think are
working,
ladies of the night.
And those ones were the ones that started the whole thing. Were.
Oh, they totally were.
Yeah.
And then especially as we got deeper into the weekend and like seeing them all partying and stuff, like there was a bunch of workers in some of those hotel lobbies at that time of night.
Once you see the first ones, then you know what to look for, and then you just start seeing them everywhere. There they are, the workers.
Yeah. It's like they blend in.
Yeah. Like you're not really paying attention, and you're like, all of a sudden, oh, look.
The workers.
There's the workers. There's the workers.
Working? Ma'am, may I ask you a question?
Well, the reason I asked if were allowed to fly over Canada is because of what happened on Friday night.
Yeah, tell all our listeners your dick move.
What? My dick move? I didn't do it.
Sending me that text.
No, that was something else that happened in Canada. What I was talking about was when Canada decided to piss off the United States.
The fight?
During the NHL Four Nations match, and three fights broke out within the first 9 seconds of the hockey match.
Yeah.
And then the U.S. went on to beat Canada 3-1 at their own sport. Don't boo our national anthem. But now there's a rematch on Thursday night for the championship.
Where's it going to be?
I actually have no idea where it's going to be. Well, I just know the game's on Thursday night. I have to look real quick.
I think I saw something that all the Canadian teams that have been playing American teams in the NHL now, they're getting the business from the American fans. So this is good for hockey. If anything, all this chaos that's going on with
don't boo the national
ID
anthem
and all that.
We don't boo your stupid national anthem.
Yeah, but. If anything positive can come from it, this is good hockey stuff. This is good hockey stuff. But yeah.
The game on Thursday is in Boston. So we know how Boston is. Boston
guys,
get it back. Bill Burr is not going to want to deal with that.
Dude, no Boston person I know.
Or his half brother, Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
It's a sore subject, buddy.
That is a very sore subject.
I had to throw it in there.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I bet you there's a lot of people trying to get those tickets too, because I'd love to go to that. If anybody has a hookup for us three, that'd be great.
To fly to Boston on now? We need to be on a plane tomorrow.
Yeah. I'd do it in a heartbeat to go see that game.
Maybe you got a helicopter part you need to deliver up there.
I could.
You never know. So
make some calls. I thought you were saying a helicopter party I got to go up to. I was like, man, a helicopter party? We haven't done that since the beginning of the show.
You walk in the room, you're just like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Someone walks by, says, I have no legs.
I have no legs.
Well, while you were in Alaska, you missed Valentine's Day at Andrew's thing at Hoppin.
That's the other thing. I forgot to tell him. I bet he's thinking his pilot died. Or his, not pilot, his traffic guy died.
Maybe. He won't believe you now if you tell him.
Maybe I should stay gone.
I've been in Alaska. Yeah, just stay gone. Say you've disappeared into the wilderness. You're hiding. But yeah, I went to that, and it was interesting.
Could y'all hear Barkley barking?
No.
That's the most people I've ever seen a hop, and there's like 200 people in there.
Yeah, you sent me a text like, this is crazy, man.
I was like, this is out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the last time I talked to you, you were like kind of like, I don't know, but I'm definitely going to Tim's thing.
Yeah.
And then when you text me that night, you're like, this is crazy.
Yeah, there were way too many people in there. And then it was so loud, no one was really paying attention to the dating game that was happening up on stage. And
Let's see if I can.
Logistically, it was a nightmare because no one could hear anything. So it was one of those nights where there were too many people. It was awesome that there were a whole bunch of people there, but there was too many people to have an event where people could understand. So it was a win for the bar and I think a loss for Andrew. But maybe they'll do it again.
You'll learn more.
Yeah, they'll figure it out and get.
Why not? Why doesn't Andrew
try
to actually do that? Not necessarily just on Valentine's Day, but actually do it again in a few weeks.
They say they're going to try to do it once a month. They're going to do a dating game once a month. Now I thought that this would be a long ordeal, but it was only two rounds. A male with three females and then a female with three males. Just like the way you like your porn. And that was it. I was hoping there was like four rounds or something like it'd go on for a while, but it really wasn't. It didn't.
But you think it worked?
I think it worked.
Or should we gank it and go ahead and show them how to master it?
No, we don't need to gank this.
You don't want any part of this?
No, because we're going to do Naked Attraction.
Whoa. Naked Attraction?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be ours?
That's ours is Naked Fort Worth Naked Attraction.
That'd get us some buzz quick.
That would get us. We're going to do it at Cicada, and we're going to build the little stand things and have someone come out and judge people on their
dingus
private parts, and we're gonna play that weird music. And then
that would actually be a pretty appropriate venue to have it, considering that it originally was an adult club.
Yeah, see, it works. And
Cicada
Fort Worth. Yeah. If anybody wants to sign up for Fort Worth Naked Attraction, you just let us know. Send us a message. Send us an email. Call us, 682-593-JJTM. We'll get you on there. We'll get you a date because, you know, it's to get everything out of the way. Once you're naked, once you've seen each other naked, everything else is downhill from there.
Yeah, it's got to be about true love at that point.
True love. So, yeah, JJTM presents Naked Attraction. Look at that guy.
Are we
going to
do that on the 4th of July? Like our 4th of July event.
Yeah.
Is that a
barnacle? It's our Memorial Day event.
Let's have a glizzy while you look at a glizzy, then suck a glizzy. That's our tagline.
Take a glizzy and put it in the ham wallet.
Glizzy's for everyone. Glizz on your face. Glizz up in space.
And then, like we talked about on Saturday, went to the.
Lizzie Borden.
tulips for Brit Stop, and Jane says, and I'm going to say, Brit Stop killed it. I mean, it was great. The new guys in the band are great, too. That was my first time seeing him. It's my first time seeing Bo in the band. If you know Bo, he's the guitarist for Flickerstick and played in Daryl and all that.
Was he stage left or right?
Stage right, over by Tim.
Okay.
And I had he. This was his second show with them, and it was great. And then Jane says, "Is the best
she's done with Sergio."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
It's the best time I've ever seen Jane's Addiction ever. Because I could actually understand this Perry Farrell.
Yeah, and he was a lot happier and nicer than the real person.
Yeah. And
no fistfights on stage with the lead guitarist.
Everybody has a bad day once in a while.
Yeah, they were a five-piece, too. I didn't really expect that. I thought they were going to be a four, just like the actual band.
But I've seen Jane's Addiction like 8 times, and every time I've seen them, it's been a bad day. Mm. So I don't know how to explain that. Like, yeah, there's only one show of Jane's Addiction where I was like, this show was phenomenal, and that was the time at Fair Park Coliseum when they had the people dancing in the air, hanging on the curtains, whatever that's called, the aerial curtains thing.
Oh, yeah. The Royal, kind of like what the Royal Sons did at their Praise and Worship's release gig at that old museum. They had two chicks that were doing that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa,
I forgot about that.
Two chicks.
Well, that's part of the sex cult, so you know.
Yeah. Anyway, but they also played Pets. That was unexpected because that's actually a Porno for Pyros song.
I think that's when I went outside to get a drink.
Yeah, when you were out, you and Susie were outside.
Yeah, I went to get a drink out at the sidebar where there was a hip hop battle.
Uh-oh. Hope nobody got hurt.
On? Yeah, that was cool. It was a big hip hop battle. What? Yeah, Ernie's little hip hop battle he put together once a month, and a bunch of rappers showing up just spitting beats at each other. It's cool. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat. What else do I have on here? This weekend was a big Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary.
Did you watch it?
On Saturday, I watched the Friday night concert that they did, the homecoming, which was pretty cool. I dug it. Some parts were kind of slow, but for the most part, I dug it. And then watched the big 50th anniversary show on Sunday. And like all SNL, it had its hits and misses, but it was pretty cool seeing everybody in there. It's getting a lot of flack now.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because Tom Hanks played a MAGA guy, and it was weird during Black Jeopardy. Like, people are pissed off about that. And then
Black Jeopardy?
Apparently, Ryan Reynolds and what's-her-name, Blake Lively, showed up. And no one wanted to talk to them or be around them or even sit next to them. And it made both of them uncomfortable and kind of pissed Ryan Reynolds off. So, and then there was a spot during this whole Q&A where Tina Fey and Amy Poehler asked him, you know, hey, anything going on? And he goes, no, why? What have you heard? And yeah. Blake Lively got all big-eyed and everything. Everybody laughed, but yeah, there's just some fallout, some stupid fallout. No one wanted to be around Chevy Chase because it's Chevy Chase, and
yeah,
why
he's turned into a racist a-hole.
Oh yeah, see,
but I've heard he was always an asshole, even from his first season on SNL.
When was he a racist?
That happened on Community. And he supposedly went off on, what's his name, Childish Gambino?
Oh, Don Glover?
Yeah, Don Glover, quite a bit, and treated him, did a bunch of racist things with him.
Huh.
Or at him.
Damn, I didn't know that.
All in all, it was cool. A lot of people, a lot of alumni didn't show up. And it was, like, weird, like, the 50th anniversary didn't show up.
Yeah.
Victoria Jackson didn't show up. Dennis Miller.
What? Why didn't Dennis Miller go?
No idea. Mm. Norm MacDonald wasn't there.
Was Jason Sudeikis there? I don't remember him.
No one.
We're good.
Well, Gilda Radner wasn't there either. If you want to go there,
we're just going to blow past that one.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Yeah, what's his name? Went there. The guy that has the HBO show where he's an assassin.
Why do I keep seeing a dick go flying across the screen? Right there, there's a dick on my screen.
What are you talking about?
Whenever Dustin does that, raises his hand, there's a dick right by the bridge.
It's the way it does things.
The way it's delaying.
You're a distortion, dude.
Come on.
I keep thinking Susie's playing with that dildo that we made the song with Richard.
Oh, and she's just making it come in and out.
She's just slinging it, like throwing it at you or something.
That's what I'm dodging as I move my head, is this flinging like George, dildo flying around.
Like George W. Bush overseas.
But he started smacking in the face.
Mission accomplished.
Why were they throwing shoes at him then? Do we ever find out?
Because that is like the most
insulting thing that can.
Yeah, the most insulting thing you can do over there is throw.
That was the cockiest dodge ever. That was like a dodgeball.
He's laughing. He's like,
yeah, he's laughing. It looked like a kid playing dodgeball.
And then they drag that guy out and just shoot him in the street right there or something. Like it was something.
Probably.
He threw his shoe and then they did something totally over the top that wasn't.
They probably hung him, man. Can you imagine that? Going to hell and like, well, did you die? Oh, I threw a shoe at
George W. Bush.
They shot me.
All right. We got 10 minutes here. I got, let's see here.
10-minute quick hits.
I have seven.
Oh, I can't say quick hits, can I?
No. Local stuff. Neiman Marcus in downtown Dallas is shutting down their flagship store that's been open.
Thanks a lot, Trump.
Forever. That was the one that you'd go to and have lunch at, and it was all like fancy and swanky. And they said they're going to keep all the other stores open, but that one they're going to close. Which the other two are North Park and Clear Fork. And I think they have one down in Austin. And that's all I know of.
Yeah, because the one by us, the Northeast Mall, closed years ago, and now it's some kind of surplus store.
That's a good store, man. I bought a lot of shit at Neiman Marcus, man.
Yeah, Neiman Marcus is tight. Their catalog was the one that I always looked forward to at Christmas time so I could buy an X-Wing.
Uh-oh.
What?
So you could take it to the bathroom and...
No.
Look at the... Look at mommy's panties and
no, one year you could buy a life-size X-Wing, and then the next year you could buy a life-size TIE fighter.
You didn't like the mommy panty section of
no.
the catalog?
You could buy a life-size Tron light cycle. They had cool
stuff
in there.
The bathing suit section for mommy?
That was Sears.
JCPenney's had Dillard's. Dillard's was almost like porn, I remember.
Dillard's was close to porn.
Like, why is the Dillard's catalog always in the bathroom, Matt? Shut up, Bob. Shut up. There's something wrong with me.
And it looks like for like the seventh time in our lifetime, we're going to get to see another Pope die.
I know. He's got double pneumonia.
Double Pope pneumonia in both lungs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going down.
I can't wait for this edition of Joke Death by
Pope
Thomas.
How many times has a Pope died since we've done this show?
Thomas, have you been thinking about this? Have you seen this coming? You need to start working on material here.
I swear there's been like three Pope deaths since we've started this podcast. Like, they don't last long.
Is this the German one?
No, the German one resigned. He's still alive. John Ratzenberger.
But he still lives in Pope Village, right? He still lives in the Vatican.
Probably.
I think so. Huh. He was the one we saw rolling around.
Who did?
When I went to Rome.
Oh.
When I toured the Vatican.
When you did Euro trip?
Yeah. And accidentally wrapped myself up in a curtain rod and walked out on the balcony as the smoke was coming up.
It's funny. The other day I was thinking about this. I can never find that movie streaming on anything. And then I was like, I wonder why.
It's not that great.
and there's some comedy in there that's not very woke.
The little boy in Germany.
Goose step. The whole thing. The Pope. You killed the Pope. The fucking Pope is dead.
And then the Manchester United fans.
Yeah.
The fan club.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I want to watch that movie.
Like the aughts? Was that the aughts or the late 90s? Uh-oh. We about to get kicked out?
No, we have 4 minutes.
Oh, 4 minutes.
There was a slew of good comedies that gets overlooked, and that's one of them.
There's only been two? Three. Okay, so there's been three popes since we've started the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, John Paul, then Benedictine, and then now Francis.
So we're about to have another one.
Well, you're assuming the worst, but isn't there some conspiracies that they kind of take them when they're done with them? Like,
I mean, what I heard today is he probably might not make it through the rest of this month when they were talking. So I don't know. Yeah.
So the Pope is at the end of the rope.
Wow. So does that mean when he dies, Ghost gets a new lead singer?
Has to.
Is that how that works?
Or does this lead singer of Ghost become the Pope?
Could be his Forga.
Speaking of which, tomorrow night is Helmet at Tulips. This is their 40th anniversary of Betty.
And they do
30th.
They did some.
You ended up a stick on Saturday, too.
Yeah, really.
One ton drops. They did some one ton drops.
That was the beginning of the one ton drops. And then on Thursday, Son of Stan and Denver Williams, the Gas Monkey, or Gas Money, are at Tulips. But at Haltom Theater is your band, King of the Re.
I want to see him.
Niall and 6 Feet Under.
I want to see Niall, too.
Are you going to go?
I'd like to. It's next Friday?
No, it's this Thursday, right?
This Thursday?
At Haltom Theater?
Well, how much are tickets there?
Like, it can't be more than $20.
I don't know.
Right? I would hope.
But
if you have Prime Video, you can watch Eurotrip.
Oh, sweet.
It's on there.
I have to watch it.
I got
a real quick question before we're done, too.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch it?
What, the Formula One event today?
The first episode of White Lotus.
I did watch the first episode of White Lotus.
And what did you think about that opening scene?
That was pretty over the top. That was pretty crazy.
I think this is going to be a good season.
I think so, too. I like how pissed off Walter Goggins is.
I know. He is.
I think that's me in real life.
I think, you know what, though? I think he's, I could have swore at some time we said he could do a White Lotus.
I think we did, too. And now he's in it. Like, he'd be perfect for it.
Like, they really do good casting. I think their casting is phenomenal.
Yeah. They do a fantastic job.
They do a fantastic job in it. What?
I can't find this.
Huh. What are you looking for?
The price for that ticket at the Haltom Theater.
Time check 1 minute.
But did you watch the Formula One thing today? The big thing at the O2 Arena for Formula One 75th anniversary, all that?
Where they rolled out the teams?
They rolled out the teams, all the new liveries.
I haven't watched it yet.
It was very weird.
Really?
Some teams went all out and made a great spectacle of it, like Stake, Team Sabre, whatever you want to call them. And then there was Red Bull, Running Bulls, Visa, Cash App, whatever the fuck you want to call them this week, with Yuki that did nothing, no presentation. They just rolled the car out. We're like, hey, here we are. Neat.
Normal car.
Yeah.
Same. Looks the same. Liveries were the same.
No, it looks different, but it was like the build up, like the whole pre show and everything. Like Sabre went over the top. They had drummers with glow in the dark drumsticks and crazy lasers and fire and smoke, and all the screens were working and stuff. Uh oh. Yeah, it was just kind of a.
We're gonna have to review the tape. Are you recording this, by the way?
Yeah, it's being recorded.
I mean, this video.
No, not the video stuff.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to. I just want the audio, man. I don't care.
So, you're asking too much of me, man.
So the one other thing I want to talk about before we leave tonight was a major airline company in our Fairburg decided to lay off a bunch of people today. And it just so happens.
Another round.
That someone on one of these microphones was involved in this. And
my job is safe.
Yay!
Yes.
Heck yeah.
I thought you were about to mention the plane that
AIDS?
No,
we'll get to that too.
Landed and then ended up upside down because it skidded on the runway because it was too icy.
No, we're going to talk about that here in a second. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about what happened here locally with you.
Okay. No, all I'm going to say is that I'm just thankful that I wasn't affected by it.
I figured that over the weekend they went looking through their logs and were like, this guy uses a lot of free tickets, so we're going to have to let him go. Maybe that's how they were ranking it.
Yeah. He even lets his friends go.
And a puppet.
What a weirdo. They're going to cut. We got to cut this off.
So what?
Cut off. Your Tumblr is being cut off. It's being blurred out. It's a gun or something.
Thomas, was this just a cost affecting thing? Is that what they were saying? That this was just trying to cut some cost?
Yes, exactly. That was the whole reason.
I thought.
Did y'all know it was coming?
No.
But do you like talking about this?
I just don't want to reveal too much information or the name of the organization.
Okay, that's exactly what Dustin and I are trying to do. Thoughts.
Well, I thought this airlines was one of the most profitable airlines in the business. I thought they were the ones that were actually in the black.
Well, let me just say that just from what I know, that the earnings for or the earnings
he's about to lose his job.
I guess the earnings that were projected are below what we want them to be. So
isn't that everybody right now in this economy?
Yeah, but there's a particular stakeholder that is very vile and nobody's really a fan of that are throwing their weight around. And basically if the returns aren't to their liking, they're going to come back with a vengeance.
Do they need to? Never mind.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Gotcha. Well, at least you guys aren't Delta.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. The plane that.
Do you know what airport they were landing at?
I thought it was it YYZ in Toronto? I don't remember.
Huh, I don't know.
Damn it. It's not working.
I can hear it.
You can hear that?
I can hear it just barely, but.
Anyway, yeah. So what airport were they trying to land at? What airport was it, Thomas?
YYZ.
I think.
Yeah, that was the airport they were trying to land at. It would have been better if we were in studio so I could just cut that in every time, but since we're not all sitting in studio, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like the old Mastodon story we did years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the story Stubbs said earlier I was being a dick about for sending was because small little regional jet.
Why'd that come down so hard?
Okay, so they said that he had problems lining up with the runway because of wind and the weather and that the wind was so bad. But when he brought it down, really hard, I guess thinking he was going to stick it, and that's not what happened.
No.
It bounced and then rolled. But luckily, it only rolled upside down once, and everybody survived.
Yeah.
There
was like three people that were critical, and I think they're doing okay, right?
I don't know.
All I heard was that 15 people were taken to the hospital for just minor stuff. I didn't, wasn't anything major.
I think that was reported. Well, I might be confused on time, but I'm pretty sure it was three people that were. I don't know if critical. Might have been seriously. Yeah, that were in serious had some serious injuries, which I think they consider like a broken leg sometimes serious. So.
Have y'all seen the video that was released today from the airplane that was sitting there waiting?
Yeah, it looked like the cockpit. Airport that I left.
No.
Oh, you haven't seen it, Thomas?
No. I saw someone that was actually recording that same Delta flight that landed, and skid it off and edit it up upside down.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
But I don't know this other one.
Are you talking about?
No, that's what I'm talking about. The guy that was recording it was sitting in the cockpit of another plane, sitting there getting ready to take off.
Oh, so it was another pilot or first officer. Okay.
Yeah. So he's sitting there and you can see through their glass as through the cockpit window as the plane comes down, and you see it bounce hard and then roll and just stop upside down.
Engines flame up.
That's wild, man.
And the pilot or first officer that's videotaping, it just goes, holy shit, look at that.
So were those videos not out when you sent that? Because I just read the headline. I was like, I'm not going to watch this right now, and tried to forget that you texted it over to me.
Yeah, no, but you weren't on a little bitty regional jet, were you?
No, well, no, Seattle? I was on the way up was the 737, the Max, the 8 Max.
Oh, the one that likes to just fall out of the sky for no reason.
Exactly. That's why. And then yeah. I'm pretty sure I was on a standard 737 going to Fairbanks and back. But then I'm pretty sure I got back on another 8 in Seattle back.
When you fly to Seattle.
Not only did you send that to me, I was on a shit plane.
I think anytime you fly to Seattle, you're required to be on a Boeing product.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since you're landing right at their home port.
Yeah. Yeah, you just made me mad at that little kid again, because I just remember that I could have probably seen Rainier when I came back. But she screwed it up for me.
Rainier.
What about when you left? You always see it when you leave.
Actually, I wouldn't, because it was raining both times, so pretty thick rain. So I can't get too mad at her.
Wait, it was raining in Seattle?
No way.
Wow, really?
Neat. That's the best part of it. That is the best part of it, is both times I was like, man, I could, this type of weather is what I'm talking about. Just mm-mm. Nasty nights where it's always foggy and rainy.
I've had too many friends live up there, and it led them into deep depression.
Yeah, well, my sister just moved to Tacoma. So let's see how the weather fares with her.
It'll be the same type.
She's over there on that, up there where them liberals are, huh? That Tacoma.
Is she liberal?
She leans that way, yeah.
She has purple hair, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Uh-oh.
See.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll fit in fine then. She'll be fine, man. She'll be in Antifa in no time.
Thomas, I still have an interesting picture of your sister I can show you sometime.
Oh my God, that one.
Yeah. One that she accidentally posted on Facebook.
Yep. What? With her topless and wearing a mask. Yeah.
Gosh, oh
like, great.
Man.
First fucking picture that comes up on my feed. I'm like, great. My sister.
There's her boobs. Well, it's going to be the desktop background of the computer you use in the temple when you get nailed next time.
We're going to have some boxers made with them.
What's
some
even
boxer briefs.
The fact
send them
that
to you.
Saved it.
Hey, I never know. May have to use it against you.
Again, against me or against her?
Against you.
Is this some kind of weird tribute you're going to do? Or
no. Me and you will have T-shirts made of it, and we'll just wear them around Thomas.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that?
And above the picture, it'll say Skip Redstone's sister.
Oh, man. You guys think that's funny? Because I don't have a sister.
Rest in peace.
The rim shot, dude. The late rim shot.
I like it. Thomas is real quiet.
I know. Rest in peace. Like, that's an acceptable thing to say to someone. Thomas's geniusness, man, sometimes comes out just blind. It's like, look, bam.
I like the question too, because it's like the question was, should I say this now? Is this acceptable? Or I'm not sure where to put this.
Were you looking for the drum? The rim shot too. While he was when he said that, we immediately trying to find a rim shot.
As soon as he said it, I had to. That's like, rest in peace.
Are you going to say something about? Are you going to say? Oh,
that,
hey,
that reminds me. I know it. Johnson texted me last night while I was on the tarmac at SeaTac.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, they were playing one of the final. He was letting me know that they were going to play up at Andy's. Like, I guess last night.
They're still open. I thought they closed.
They're one of the last shows that I guess they're trying to have a bunch of cool last shows or something. And they were up there playing, and I was like, "Damn, dude! If I'd have known about it, and then I'd come out. If only I wasn't stuck on a tarmac in Seattle from a Black Ops mission."
But I tried to get our band to do it, but no one wanted to reach out to get Andy's put on one of the shows. It's like,
you could have just texted, like, all you got to do is send an email.
Yeah, no.
It's too much effort?
I don't know. Ask James or Peter or Dave.
Man, you guys need to go on a retreat or something. Y'all need to go on a band retreat. Go get right with God. And then come back and start being a rock band again.
Yeah.
Like a Christian's cruise or something?
Yeah. Y'all need to go on a Christian cruise. That's exactly what y'all need to do. Yeah, I think y'all should load up.
Go on a Christian's cruise. Christian's
couple cruise.
Oh my gosh. That'd be great.
That sounds like a movie idea. We need that's trademark Circle T whatever right
there. You
guys
can have it.
That'd be great.
Texaxis, man.
There you go. All right. Well, I think we've done enough damage here tonight.
Yeah, y'all be careful with the
it's been fun.
Cool weather. Watch out for that black ice.
No one be driving home. I mean,
I said black ice.
Yeah,
wrap your pipes if you haven't already. And that's
you
not
can a, wrap my pipe.
Make sure your sinks are dripping.
I usually provide that.
Make sure your women are dripping.
Well, I mean, that's what I meant. Coughing.
Morning, ladies.
What?
I thought I heard someone coughing in the background.
You do. I have someone sitting in the room with me.
Oh, okay.
What's you got something against it, Dirk Diggler?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, you're not Dirk Diggler.
I've only come here to do two things. RoboTuner.
Did my name go away?
Fucking up everyone's names tonight, even your own.
My name got screwed up, man.
Kick some ass.
Does mine still fuck your mama?
Drink some beer. Nope. Well, because we moved out of that one.
So every time you got to update your damn. It's been a while since I did a show like this. I think it was maybe COVID or the happy hours that we'd go to.
Yeah, we'd have the digital happy hours where everybody just gets together and look at each other
the next day because we all got slammed,
destroyed. Just hey guys, I'm just gonna drink some stuff and talk to you on Zoom.
I think one time after one of those that we did, I ended up waking up in my closet,
like Dante at the beginning of Clerks.
Yeah,
you're just upside down in your closet.
Yeah, it was Tito's too. It was when remember when y'all did that? Is like I think
Matt,
it was
why
the
are you in your closet?
You and Sheridan was in it with us, and there was it got real big. And every time someone came in, we would do a shot. And I was drinking straight Tito's. Like I had a whole bottle of that stuff. Next thing I know, it's just blackout city.
And you wake up in the closet, and someone's asking what you're doing. You're like, I'm on a Zoom call.
Yeah, and then the next day, Dustin's texting me, going, "Dude." Do you remember showing everyone your butthole?
On Zoom?
What? What? I did what?
It wasn't blurred out.
Full on chocolate starfish in front of everyone. Yeah. Hairy chocolate starfish.
You're like,
you need to get
I invite everyone to look in this and looking for some sin.
You go, look where the Golden Gate Bridge leads to.
I had my mom on that one.
What?
She had to see your anal ridges.
She knows how old you are because she counted your ridges like a tree.
And you need to eat more Metamucil.
She said you should be 73.
It's like, well, Dustin, you saw all this? Everyone saw all this.
All of Fort Worth did.
We did the whole Fort Worth weekly hangout session.
Much like an airdrop dong.
This.
Oh, I got one more. Here's one more thing we can do. Look.
You're talking about airdrop dongs?
Yeah, airdrop dongs. There's a box here. Oh, it won't show up.
Bad Choices.
It's this game called Bad Choices. Have y'all seen these?
I've heard about this.
All right, I'll do two cards here. Maybe some more, but we'll do. Let me just reach in here. All right.
What's in front of my computer? That's weird.
A tampon?
Can you see that?
All right. It's here you go. This is for both y'all. For $100,000, would you spit on every new person you meet for a year?
For $100,000?
Yeah. $100,000.
That's. I'd do that one.
No, because I'd get arrested for assault.
You got to be subliminal about it, man. You can gleek on them. Gleeking counts. If you gleek on them, that counts.
Oh, okay. I was going to say gleek is more unintentional.
You don't have to do a hop tooie, yeah. Right? You didn't say you had to do a hop tooie or tua. I mean, I guess you could do a hop tua if you wanted to.
Like
every single person here.
You just spit on their thing?
Spit on that thing. Haley Welch it.
Hey, it's good to meet you, sir.
How are you doing?
Hot chewing. Yeah, I'm in on that one.
Oh, you
not
are?
The hot tooie. Not the hot tooie. I escalated that laugh quick.
Have you ever hooked up with someone just because of their accent?
No.
I don't think so, but there's no telling. In a drunken state, if all of a sudden, would you like to go to bed with me? You know what? I would, man. I would like to go to bed with you.
I only do it if they talk like this. Hello. Would you like to have sex with me?
Like Tamasu?
Tamasu.
Hey, did you... Oh, you haven't listened to that show. Anyway, did you know that ladyboys don't like for you to refer to them as lady?
Yes. I'm at that point.
Or woman? Oh, yeah. You are? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I'm at that point.
Mm. Was that which show was that on? I forgot. Is that the
that's on the no one agenda? This week? Yeah,
yeah. Or I couldn't remember if it was Joe Rogan or No Agenda. But.
Last two questions. These are good.
Okay.
Have you ever run into a former lover and not remembered their name?
No.
Is that what you did?
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
Oh shit. Wow.
Let the record be stated, I'm pleading the fifth on this one.
Anytime someone pleads the fifth, they're guilty of it. So, yes, you have. All right, the last one. Wait, hold on.
But the same has been done to me.
All right, here's...
If that makes it any better.
We really do just have two more because these...
Who are you? So,
have you ever taken drugs without knowing what they were?
Yes, of course.
No.
It's Metamucil, Matt.
Dude, Johnson, he used to, speaking of Johnson, he used to do that shit all the time. Just hand me something he found. He's like, here, let's have a good time. God, what is it? I don't know.
These questions are good. The left, we're up to three now. We have three left.
Right.
And then we'll end it. Okay. Would you have sex with your cousin for $50,000?
Ooh.
No.
Distant. Get over here, Jeremy.
Closer, Ken.
Deeper in. Cousins make dozens.
Jeremy's like, oh!
But
grab
you,
them ankles.
It's you wouldn't, Thomas?
Union time.
What was that, Dustin?
You wouldn't have sex with your cousin for $50,000?
No.
He'd do it for $20.
He just cut it in half. I'll do it for 25.
I'll cash app this right now.
All right. Have you ever stayed in a relationship just for the sex?
Yes, for sure. I think all of us are guilty of that one.
Yeah, it wasn't a long relationship, though, but yeah, that's basically was the only redeeming part.
Was the sex?
Mm.
Was it because you paid?
No.
Like, how does that work out? Every time you just come home from work, you're like, get over here, girl. Turn over.
Yeah, there's some people, there's some people that there's just that weird energy, that tension and stuff, and that it's awesome when you meet someone like that and you're single, you know?
All right.
And there's definitely, when you go out afterwards or have coffee or pillow talk, you're like, fucking really can't stand you at all. Like, that's happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, it wasn't quite like that with
my... Well, it's because you paid.
No, I... Fucking no, I didn't, man. I just met her on a dating site. This is the one that you didn't meet, but Dustin met one time. Yeah. But no, but she just wasn't long-term
Dustin,
relationship
would
material.
You?
The sex was that great?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was.
Did she toss your salad?
No, I'm not into that.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing, man. Dustin, back me up on this. Yeah. Man, tell him, dude.
Just don't know.
Ain't nothing like one of them.
Did she lick the webs of your feet?
I don't. What?
Did she let you spit in her mouth?
No.
Every time you came home to meet her, did you spit in her face?
Make it sound like she lived with me. She didn't. Oh.
Cleveland Steamer?
No. Hell no.
Well, what was the freakiest thing you did then? We want to know. America wants to
White
know.
Zombie?
What?
White Zombie? Like
Strawberry Shortcake?
Johnny Salt, their bassist?
What? Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Angry Chewbacca?
Angry Chewbacca. Oh, wait.
The Rodeo?
Philly Fake Out?
The Philly Fake Out. No. Actually, that's more of a chick thing, I think, because dudes can't
Dirty
fake.
Sanchez?
No.
Hmm. What was it? What was the thing that was great? What, we got to know. Was
the old Ben Franklin?
Good?
No, it was just her drive was great.
Her what?
Her sex drive.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
oh, she was just horny.
Yeah.
So what in the old Ben Franklin?
Did she let you pull her
I didn't pay her, Dustin. I think I've already established that.
No, the Did old that's not what the old Ben Franklin. The old Ben Franklin is when you shove a string up inside of her and tie a key to the other end and then throw the key into an electrical outlet. That's the old Ben Franklin.
Or the gorilla mask. You remember that?
All right, last question.
Okay.
Do you masturbate more than you have sex?
Hell yes. Absolutely. Man. What if you got paid every time you jacked off?
I'd be a bazillionaire.
Dude, I'd be like...
I'd have an island.
Elon. People would be...
Well, I mean, people can sell their sperm. But
I know one that's available that you've fixed. Been to, probably.
Oh.
I'm going to start spreading vicious rumors that Dustin's been to Epstein. I'm going to immediately, after we're doing this, after we do this show, I'm going to text Tony Diaz and be like, you want to know the inside scoop?
Well, technically, I've been beside it.
All of Fort Worth needs to know that Dustin not only has been to Epstein Island, but has plans on buying Epstein Island.
I mean,
what about how much it would cost?
You could never buy that place and make it straight.
No.
Make it legit. You could never make it a legit place.
You couldn't turn it into an amusement park.
No.
It is what it is, man.
It is. Like, they just need to go ahead and bomb it.
Burn it?
Yeah, ooh. They just need to carpet
That's
bomb
it. That's a
good
it. Idea. Like, do a drop a test a nuclear, a tactical nuclear device or something, man.
It's really close to St. Thomas, though, so.
Sorry.
It's right there next to it.
Well, USA apologizes about that, guys. See, I'd be a bad president.
Because that's where the cruise ship docks, and then, like, you walk on one side of the cruise ship to the other, and you're like, oh, there's little St. John, and that's, which is Epstein Island.
Have you ever thought about space docking while you're docking?
That's not a bad
And listening choices. To docking?
Docking.
Rocking with docking.
All right.
You're rocking with docking while space docking while docking.
Well, you know what's coming up, Mardi Gras, so you can get your Carrie King cake.
Yeah.
Carrie King cake, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually got one of those last week.
I forgot about that. We didn't even talk about that, did we, on the podcast?
Gotta buy it
next year. It's on the episode.
Oh.
When we're at NAMM was the King Carrie King cake.
I was having trouble talking then, too, man. I think sometimes the THC gets too much for my vocal part of the brain. It's
which
like
is
I turn into a I don't know.
Which I don't understand, because all y'all are really good here with your THC intake, but we go out there and y'all turn into weirdos. Like, I don't understand how that works. I figured the professionals here would be A-OK out there.
I think we're just excited. It's like adrenaline, too. We're like, hey, look at this. We can do this all day, anywhere. Anywhere? Yeah. Like, we can't handle it.
That was one thing that did.
Too much force.
That did hit me walking around. And then I forgot who I told, and they just looked at me like, you're an idiot. And I was like, it just hit me that you could walk around with that much stuff in your pocket and no one could stop you or do anything.
No. No. That's awesome.
There, yeah.
No one could say anything to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, this was fun.
Has been fun. I would consider this a success, and I'm going to start working on my scene more, too, so it'll sound better, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, play this back and see how it sounds. Get it posted. See how things
are. Yeah. Play some audio plug-in tricks with it if it sounds like shit, and then
we'll see.
It on the weather. Just blame it on the weather.
Yep, or on my roots.
Roots. Bloody roots.
Showed up in boots.
And ruined your black tie affair. All right, well, before Garth sues us, I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Bye, y'all. It's been fun.
Bye, see ya. So long.
Red pants.
Red pants.
Red pants.